reconvene after city, I mean, after executive session at 7:54 p.m.
Yeah, we're going to come back into executives, back out of executive session into a public meeting. We've been considering the addition of a council member and two very qualified candidates. I'd like to thank you both very much.
Yes.
So do I have a motion to accept one of these fine people as a counselor?
I make a motion that we accept Alicia as our new council member.
I have a motion.
Second that.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you very much.
Hey,
Jeffrey.
Master Sergeant.
Yes.
Okay. I was very much impressed. All right. And what I would really like you, for you to consider is that we have an opening on the Traffic Safety Committee Board, and we absolutely need somebody of quality on that board. Because what it does, it pertains to the safety of the community, especially in traffic areas in which we have some significant challenges. And I would be very, very grateful if you would accept that position on the Traffic Safety Committee. I'm on it as a liaison, okay? But you would be a board member.
A voting member.
A voting member, because I cannot vote. Glenn, I'd like very much for you to be on that if possible.
Did you answer tonight or?
Next five.
You're in a good mood.
Yeah.
So, great. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Alicia would like you to step forward. Mr. Bauer, would you like to swear her in, please?
I would. And for anybody who thinks, oh, it was rigged, you already have her nameplate. That's Kate. Oh. And we had them for everybody.
Do I just need to stand?
Yep, you're going to come up here.
Okay.
Going to raise your right hand, repeat after me. I, Alicia Sullivan.
I, Alicia Sullivan.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States of America.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States of America.
The Constitution of the State of Oregon.
Oh, the Constitution of the State of Oregon.
And the laws thereof.
And the laws thereof.
And the ordinances of the City of Winston.
And the ordinances of the City of Winston.
And that I will perform the duties of City Councilor.
And that I will perform the duties of City Councilor.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, are we going to tell her what committee she's on?
We'll get to that in a minute, Dave. Let her get set down first, please. Baptism by fire.
And add balance to the board, yeah.
Alicia, part of the responsibilities of a council member are being a liaison officer to one of the various committees and subcommittees that we have. We just happen to have an opening on the park board.
Oh, okay. Sure.
And they have budget issues.
They all have budget issues. It's just not that special. But thank you. And I'll let Dory can fill you in a little bit on what that entails. And she has been that in the past. But I'd like to welcome you on board with that little caveat. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Resolution 20-1017, the supplemental budget for the ARPA funds. Mr. Bauer, would you please read that by title? Excuse me. That's Cindy that does that, right?
Yeah.
So why don't you put your name on there, Cindy, instead of Mark Bauer?
I always thought that I am Mark, but you people
can't read. No, you are the Mark, yes, but you're Cindy and you're talking.
Thank you. Resolution number 22 2022-1017, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council adopting a supplemental budget for the City of Winston for the 2021-22 fiscal year and making appropriations.
Thank you. So we need a staff report, please. Now, we've already kind of been through this. Are we going to do this again?
Just a summary, Your Honor.
Okay.
If I may. Again, this is a supplemental budget. What they do is they allow us to spend money that we appropriated during the budget year that we did not have budgeted. So it gives us the authority to do an expenditure on that. One of the two major ones that we got are a $50,000 donation to the police department for a new canine vehicle. $612,038 is the first half of our recovery funds that we got from the federal government. And we will be spending that on IT improvements for cybersecurity, $50,000, and we will be spending a portion of it on the design for the roof repairs that are necessary at the community center. And also, the remainder of it will be set aside for the installation of a new siphon. And the siphon is what goes under the river. All of our sewage comes from this side of the river and goes to the other side of the river to our treatment plant. So its useful years is up on the current siphon, and we don't really have any good way of evaluating whether or not there are any real issues with it. So we are looking at installing a new siphon underneath it so we can get our sewage over to the treatment plant. And that's what that's all about. We'll get another $612,038 next year, which is the second half of that money. Which will be spent primarily on the siphon, whatever is necessary for the siphon. So that's pretty much the money, except for we are expending approximately $17,000 contingency dollars as well. So that was included.
Question for you. How old was the old siphon? It was 50?
In the 70s.
Okay. There is no technology at that time to check its usage and stuff. Is the new one, will that have any checks and balances for?
It'll be all current, up-to-date technologies will be applied to that.
But is there a way that it will, that we can see what disrepair or whatever?
Yeah, we'll have some options. That's one of the things with older systems is we don't have options.
We don't, right.
You can't, there's no peg launch or no maintenance. You can't really do it.
Awesome. Okay, cool. Thank you.
Originally, they installed it, there's actually three lines, so that we could shut off two in two and run one in order to do maintenance on the other two. However, the valve gallery in the manhole, where all that takes place, corroded and collapsed. So all of that will be redone as part of this project. Yeah. From that, we will be able to monitor the condition, from a hydraulic standpoint.
Perfect.
With what we're doing.
Thank you, Mr. Power.
Yeah, thank you.
Any comments from the audience, please, about Resolution 22-1017? Seeing none, any questions from council?
Ask mine.
Okay, looking for a motion, please, to approve.
I make a motion. Will you? Go ahead.
I make a motion that we approve resolution number 22-1017.
I have a motion, looking for a second.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you very much. Resolution 22-1018, agreement with the Winston Dillard Seniors. Ms. Sardi, please.
Thank you, Mayor. Resolution number 22-1018. A resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council authorizing the City Manager to enter into the first extension of lease agreement for Senior Center space at the Winston Community Center.
And the staff report, Mr. Bauer.
And Your Honor, if I may, these have been done on an annual basis with the seniors going back to since the beginning of the community center, or their community center involvement anyway, been the same amount. We're not recommending any change in the amount. However, we are recommending that we extend this to June 30th of 2025. Rather than just a one-year extension. We see no reason to continue the one-year extension at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Bauer. Any comments from the audience on Resolution 22-1018? Questions or comments from council?
Good idea.
Anything else? Council action, looking for a motion to approve Resolution 22-1018.
We thank you.
So we got to do it first. I make a motion for acceptance of Resolution 22-1018.
Have a motion. Looking for a second?
I second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. There you go.
Now you can say it.
I didn't say it.
Going backwards just for a minute, Ms. Sardi, are you going to see that Alicia gets all the appropriate documentation, her ordinances and that sort of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yes.
Resolution 22-1019, Sobering Center. Sobering Center Policy Agreement. Ms. Sardi, once again, please.
Thank you. Resolution number 22-1019, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon, City Council adopting policies and procedures presented by ADAPT for the newly opened Sobering Center.
Staff report, please. Sergeant Steffler.
Citizen Council, Resolution 22-109. This is just intergovernmental agreement between the city and the Sobering Center. It's currently in operation. We have used the facility several times. The feedback I've been getting from our staff is it's been actually a very great resource and adds to our resources that we have currently available for dealing with people under intoxicants. Basically, it just outlines their agreements and what our expectations of them and their expectations of us are.
I have a question. Has there been a comparison to the 5,000? Isn't that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Have we spent that much money or close to that much money with just people that are under the influence of?
I don't think we were quite there yet because they've just opened their facility. I don't have the exact numbers of how often we have used it so far.
But in the past, what do you do with them? Do you just let them go out?
One option was if they weren't a major, you left them where they were. Second option was if there was criminal charges, they would go to the jail. Back in the day, we actually would detox them at the jail. That's currently not an option now due to jail space. And or they were transported to Mercy.
Which is not really an option any longer either.
No.
What's do you know what the jail cost is?
It's 98.
90 some dollars.
Yeah. It's going to be over 100 here shortly.
Exactly.
And my understanding of the way that ADAPT has modeled this is not necessarily, it's not like buying a prepaid cell phone. We're supporting it with $5,000, and we either use it or we don't.
Right.
And we can use more than if that's the case.
Right.
So it's not there's not a real limit. It's just a place to start.
Yeah. And I will tell you, Officer Time, taking somebody to Mercy, you're looking at probably a minimum of hour and a half to 2 hours. I've been there even 4 to 5 hours waiting for them to take somebody.
Yeah.
So when you cost up that officer's time and resources, officer being away from the city,
And not only that, the jail won't even take them anymore, correct?
Yeah.
So.
It's been, you know, whether or not we've gotten to that 5,000, short answer is I don't know. But I think in the long run, we'll be pretty close to that.
Does ADAP do any outreach to the people afterwards?
So when they're...
Yes.
That's what I thought.
That's what I thought.
Okay.
Yeah. They go for treatment then after they...
Well, they have an opportunity.
They have an opportunity.
And
it opens the door to...
And I'm on the board at ADAP as well.
Yeah,
and the recidivism rate is, while not drastically different, is less if they've been to the sobering center. It helps. It doesn't solve the problem, but it helps.
Help. Okay.
It's a resource, and that's all you can do is provide resources for somebody until they decide to change.
Yeah. Any questions from the audience there's two of them. Alan, your hand went up first.
Hey,
would you pull your mask down so we can hear you, please?
I actually have, since I'm the chair of the local public safety coordinating council housing and behavioral health subcommittee, we get a report from the sobering center every month. And the last 2 months, the sobering center has had at least 26 admissions a month. And most of those individuals are diverted from the jail or the emergency room. Of course, now, like you said, they can't go to the jail, can't go to the emergency room, but it takes them off the street, puts them into the sobering center where they receive, they can receive food, beverage, clothing, laundry, showers, and hygiene kits. And they also talk about the available services that are available once they become, they hold them overnight, and then they return them to wherever they picked them up at. And one of the people that has gone in there, police brought an intoxicated person to the sobering center as a diversion from jail. And while at the sobering center, the individual received peer support and was given information about treatment options. The individual then decided to transfer directly from the sobering center to ADAPT Detox. And after going through the detox process, the individual admitted into residential treatment. So there are definitely reasons for the sobering center to be useful, and they get treatment and help.
There are some success stories out there.
Yes.
Sir.
You answered part of my question. I wanted to know how many people were using the sobering center that the police department takes the sobering center.
I don't have the current number of the exact amount.
Is it seasonal, would you think?
The sobering center is fairly new
option
for us. We didn't previously have it, so it's...
Yeah, like months, like just a couple months.
Yeah, I didn't think we have a full year yet.
In August, November, I think, started
data.
I was just thinking, putting on my safety hat, how much of a problem is this in the community?
It's a problem, and I think it's a problem that's getting worse, not
and it's,
less.
Until the sobering center came up, it's one of these, what do we do now? We can't, it's one of these, you're stuck between a rock and a hard place a lot of times, because they have no other resources available to them. So it's been that benefit for us.
So all the cities in the county locally here have committed funds to the sobering center. Our commitment was $5,000. Sutherland was $5,000. Myrtle Creek was
$10,000.
The city of Roseburg had a much larger sum.
$50,000.
And the county was $50,000.
And I think part of the ADAPT budget is supporting that pretty well too.
$100,000.
Any other questions?
Any other questions for Sergeant Stifler? Okay. Council questions for looking for council action. Looking for a motion to approve 22-1019.
I make a motion.
We all agree.
One at a time. Dory, you make the motion?
Yes.
Okay, Dory made a motion. I need a second.
Go for it, Dave.
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you so much. Resolution 22-1020, design specifications and management for a community center roof replacement project. Ms. Sardi, please.
Thank you, Mayor. Resolution number 22-1020. A resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council authorizing the city manager to enter into an agreement with Medea Development, LLC for engineering design, bidding, construction management, and project closeout for the repair and or replacement of the roof at the community center for an amount not to exceed $23,920.
Thank you, Ms. Sardi. Have a staff report. Andy?
Good evening again, everybody. Just pretty much the information that I know we've all talked about the RIF for quite some time now, so we're all aware of the need. So this is part of that process. We're using Sean again, like so we talked, he's with us at the Cabello Community Park. He will be working with him. We've already gave him the original plans that Lenny talked about earlier. So we've got those. We've already handed off. So it's like I say, we're not going to redesign the wilderness thing. We're going to look at the current design, make the appropriate changes in-house, doing some things in-house. We're going to be doing a lot of exploratory work as much as possible, getting up there and checking those roof tiles, corners of the buildings that are kind of headed, trying to identify or catch any potential issues as they come forward as we start the bidding process and the design of that new roof. So I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Do you, and this is also as part of this design, is a reconstruction of crawl space access?
That, the Voss construction actually has that from the mechanical room. Are you talking the access to
the ladder? That's Voss's doing that?
That'll be Voss's.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll cross that. I think one of the things that me and Megan have been talking about is potentially a little crane or a winch type setup that we can put on the somewhere on that building. One of the issues we have, of course, besides the access, is getting equipment up there. You have blowers, you have leads, so you're physically climbing with a ladder, which is a no-no. So something we want to come down, hook onto our blowers, hook onto our equipment, winch the stuff up, save employees back, save things like that. So those will be some of the things we'll be looking at for the design of this scenario.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Any other questions for Andy?
Yeah. How old is that roof?
That roof is from 07. Probably 06 is when the building was built.
We actually took occupancy in 2008.
February 8th of 2007 was when the Winston City Council agreed to take the motion to accept the community center. So it was done on the 11th of 08.
Yep.
So the building was done, I think, in 06.
Yeah, it's 6-7, pretty much in 07.
So what's the life expectancy going forward with the new engineering? Do we have an idea, obviously?
Well, I would love to say that it'll exceed the 15 years. It'll be 30 plus years, rough 20 to 30. We're going, that's some of the stuff, right? It's a Carsley roofing on it now, which is a membrane, which there's three separate roofs on there. All three of those roofs are going to have issues with cracking. I think some of the pictures in there, there's some, one of the issues is the ponding issues up there. One of the things, detriments of that roof is that extra weight is just really put a number on that thing, so.
Yeah, that was a rather thin membrane they used the first go round. Yeah. Should have been a residential membrane.
So just 15 years, so we're going to be a 20-year roof.
Thank you, Andy. Comments from the audience? We already had a question. Anybody else want to say anything about that?
Councilor?
Go ahead.
Excuse me, Mayor. Does it pose any hazard to the community at this time? The building?
I suppose there's always a potential for anything right now. So the roof is, our last inspection on it was nothing determined. If it was determined it was a hazard, we would shut the building down and close it out. We have not come to that conclusion as of yet.
Thank you.
We have leaks. Yeah.
Council action, looking for approval. Any other questions for Andy from here?
No.
Okay, looking for a motion on resolution 22-1020.
I make a motion that we approve resolution number 22-1020.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign.
Finally.
Motion carries. Thank you very much.
That
resolution 22-1021, network and operations budget ARPA funds. Read by title only, Ms. Sardi, please.
Thank you. Resolution number 22-1021, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council authorizing the city manager to use Federal American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds for network and operations upgrades as part of the cybersecurity preparedness project in an amount not to exceed $50,000.
Thank you. Mr. West isn't here.
Nope. I will try to at least bring some information.
Well, why don't you sit in the hot seat, Mr. Sardi, and we'll. Do you have any questions on this? Before we do that, Do you have any questions on the whole staff, on the whole issue here? Alicia, any questions? Perfect. Thank you very much for offering. You can stay there. It's all good. There's no reason for a staff report. We all understand it. Okay, yeah. Now we're all good with any comments from the audience?
Your Honor, if I may,
certainly.
Quickly. Brian West is the IT manager for the city of Roseburg, but he's also our IT manager. He works under contract. His department works under contract to us to provide IT services. They've gone through, completely reviewed our entire system, which is wide open for cybersecurity threats. So with this, with the new system that they are recommending here, we should close the door on at least the current cyber threats that are out there that we know of, and hopefully some that we don't know of. So, but it will take us a long ways down the road in securing our IT.
Mr. West is also responsible for our cute little computers we get to carry around with us. Mm-hmm. I think he did a good job. Are you straightened out on that now, Tori?
Yeah.
Perfect.
I found that little notes.
The sticky notes.
Sticky notes.
Okay. So looking for council action, need approval on resolution 22-1021. Looking for a motion, please. Go ahead, Alicia.
Motion to approve resolution number 22-1021.
Perfect. Need a second?
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign? Thank you very much. Okay, so we've completed the assigned agenda. H. OH. It's a street sweeper discussion. This could be interesting.
All right, here we go.
We're already exploring Andy's Christmas list for next year.
And the year after.
And the year after. The year after.
So our sweeper is broke down again now. The actual pickup head is the mechanism you lift up and down to create a vacuum to pull it free off the street.
Would you please, just for a quick minute, for some of the people in the room that may not be up to speed on which ship, the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria, that street sweeper came over on?
It's a Kimco 350, is a 2000. We've had it for a number of years. It's been a really good piece of equipment for the city. It's an actual parking lot sweeper, is actually what it is. It's got it's a little 3 cubic yard debris box on it. It doesn't meet a lot of the current stuff, regs, DEQ regs for offloading. Some of the new regs coming out, the TMDL and some things, is you have to have the potential to offload into a dumpster instead of loading on the ground for the oils, the obvious things that we pick up off the road. So this little sweeper has got a little water tank, and it takes us, we have over 22 miles of streets that we sweep, and it takes about every 45 minutes, hour, depending on how much water, you got to come back, put water in it, and scrape it, because you have to physically get inside it and scrape it out with a mask in the summer. It's dusty. You water it down to keep the dust down, put your mask on, scrape it out with a hoe. Staff does that every load. Been doing that for years. Really no complaints, other than the fact that it does not work. We've actually ran it to the point where it's done, it's dead. I'd have to drag around a donkey, I guess, and maybe to do something with it. But so the pickup, last time we used it, the pickup head is malfunctioned. So it's stuck in the down position. So we had.
So you're constantly sucking then?
It's down. So, which is fine until you come across something you don't want to rip off. So if there's something you can put that pickup head and rip it off underneath the sweeper.
So that's how you solve that problem then.
Yeah, and I've done enough damage that I've made myself over the years. So,
thank you for that. Would you also please explain why a street sweeper is important to the city of Winston?
It's one of our main key pieces of equipment that for our street maintenance. It fulfills several purposes. One of the key ones is we want to protect our rivers and streams and creeks. So one of the opportunities and ways we can do that is with that piece of equipment. So we can go out and remove the debris off the road, keep that out of the storm system. We keep it out of the storm system, protect our rivers, creeks, huge leaves during the gutter drains, things like that. So And not to mention it's kind of the DEQ requirements that we have to fall under.
Those guys.
So we meet those requirements also. So that this sweeper meets all those things. So it's besides our flusher truck that we use for sewer storm maintenance, primarily our sewer. It's probably the most, I think, Megan, I think you'd agree with that, probably the most important piece of equipment that we have in Public Works. So we've got the goodie out of that one. I can rest assured on that. So we've done some demos, four or five demos. We've demoed all kinds of sweepers from Globals to Schwartz, Elgin's, Timco's. We've demoed all kinds of them, three-wheelers, four-wheelers, you name it. So we narrowed it down to an Elgin. Which Elgin is a pretty, a lot of the county and the state, things like that, you see these Elgins around there, they're a pretty standard street sweeper. We're looking at the Elgin Regen X. So a new sweeper is $285,895. We're a year out minimum, more like probably, I don't know, I would suspect over a year and a half or longer for a new one. But there's, Megan just got contacted by Dan, one of the sales rep for Elgin. He's got a 2019 demo that's coming through, potentially, that we maybe haven't updated yet. That's a 2019 with 14,500 miles. It's got 670 hours on the chassis, 166 hours on the sweeper, $247,950, the price of that one. So they're expensive. I believe even that 285 number from the year out will go up. Because everything's.
When is he coming through with?
It'll be tomorrow at 9 a.m. So we're kind of under the gun on this one. I appreciate Mark was kind of poking at us today to get some numbers together for him. So we had a few numbers. One of the things we got wanted to bring to council, I believe we have the potential, if we can make this thing work, that there's some monies in our street drainage account. We have approximately $270,000 in there right now. I think if we can pull the trigger on this thing, potentially look at picking the sweeper up. The other side of that is we have our street funding program. We have $205,000 in that, which if this thing works out, we'll know by tomorrow by 9 o'clock after we meet this individual. We don't know if it's going to be available. It may be gone, but we don't know.
What's the city who is looking at?
Eagle Point. So he's headed to Eagle Point. So Megan got a hold of him today and run interference, which she's really good at doing, and got him to stop in at 9 o'clock tomorrow. So she's got that meeting set up. We're gonna meet with Dan, see if it's available, what kind of options we're looking at, and if we can do something to tie this thing up. We just want to kind of come to council and see if the council would think about that.
So in the budget, we set aside $275,000 for transportation system improvements in our capital program. And that money was intended to be spent for?
Street, and well, basically it's going to go to the West Side project.
West Side project, okay. So let's just say tomorrow the sweeper was available, we purchased it for $247,000. We have the remaining 20-some thousand dollars in the fund, plus when we do our Fed money transfer with the state, where we take federal money, the state basically federalizes it for us. They give us, we have like $222,000 in federal money. By the time it gets through the process, we end up with $202,000 out of it to replace these funds with. We also have another $83,000 in COVID money from ODOT that could be spent for this. So all total, we have $288,000 that would replace the $247,000 that we would be spending out of our capital budget.
Was that money allocated for anything else?
That money is all allocated for, you know, street programs. So what we would be doing is deferring the West Side program for a year, and then purchasing the sweeper out of this capital money, then generate another year's worth of capital to complete the West Side project.
Andy, two questions. One, does a warranty come with it? That's question number one. And question number two, the hours and everything and the mileage that you stated, how much does that eat into the life of the vehicle?
You know, I think on the demos it's pretty common that the miles doesn't really do much because they're driving everywhere with it. So that's
but they're city miles.
Yeah,
the city miles are tough.
Well, they're travel miles.
Well, those miles are travel miles on that demo.
Demo travel, it could be up anywhere in Oregon.
They don't trailer it, they drive.
They drive.
Yeah, they drive it. Yeah.
So it's got drive miles. Yeah. But that's the thing is, we don't mile our vehicles out, but we'll age them out. So that sweeper would be aged out. So it does come with a warranty.
Well, how long's the warranty, you know?
I think it's a year, isn't it? A year, Meg?
It's a 1 year, and then the chassis has a full warranty on it.
What's it if we buy brand new? Is it like the warranty?
No, that's with the demo.
Comes with the demo.
I know, but if you bought a brand new one, what would the?
I think it's about the same, actually.
Okay, so there's no difference.
And you wouldn't see it for maybe a year and a half to 2 years.
Right.
I don't know if he said or not, but with the demo model, that could be here potentially within 2 weeks.
No.
That wouldn't put us too far out.
Okay, so any more questions from council? What do you need from us tonight, Mr. Bauer?
We need an action by motion from council to authorize the use of a portion of the dollars in the capital street drainage improvement line item for purchase of a sweeper.
So, is this guy going to be looking for a check tomorrow for all or portion of this street sweeper?
He's going to be looking for something at least to hold it. We could, if authorized by council, we could pay him a portion or all of it tomorrow.
What's the detriment to the city of putting off the West Side project?
Andy, you want to take that?
Well, I can tell you as far as detriment, the paving part of it is ongoing. So we're looking at primarily the paving, the sewer. There's always, you know, we have that the bursting up there off Abraham. You just never know. As far as the detriment of the road system, no.
The sewer is a big problem.
Yeah, sewer never go away.
And that's a separate fund, so.
Yeah.
Andy, excuse me, Alan.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to ask. What is the scope of the West Side project that would be left off for every year?
You know what's... And that's one thing I talked to Mark about is once we have an idea tomorrow, then we'll know. But right now, we just want to bring it front of council because this thing, like I say, it could be gone, but we're going to look at our numbers exactly what we're going to have for Nut Street. That $205,000. So that's the tough part.
We don't jump on this.
We may or may not.
At least a year, just a year and a half.
Not only that, the price could
turn it around.
Yep.
But where
are
we
going to
get
the
problem?
Yeah.
Another big accident.
The price will
trust
me. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what we can do. Like Mr. Kessler Cunningham just had the plan. We buy it for the $247,000 and then leverage it to the city of Eagle Point for a few more bucks and go buy a brand new one somewhere else.
We're going to paint on our tip while we're in the Elgin on it and sneak that over there.
We have more COVID relief money coming, don't we?
We have more. Well, we don't know of any more COVID relief money coming, and we don't know of anything outside of the American Rescue Plan money that we.
That's the money, I guess, I'm referring to. This first $600,000 is the first half, correct? Could the second half be used in place for these other road projects?
Okay, so that money can be used for several different things, but can be used for equipment. But it could be potentially used. It can be used for anything for sewer.
Right.
We know that. And then any other projects that have been demonstrated negative by COVID as a result of the COVID.
Okay.
So I don't know that we're really going to fit that COVID money in here. It's going to be more for sewer.
Right. So what we're doing is reallocating the funds, basically. They're taking from the sewer now for the piece of equipment, and then we could replace the sewer fund from the ARPA fund.
Okay. We'd be taking it from the street
fund. Street fund. Okay.
Okay. And then replacing it with our federal state replacement dollars, which, as you'll remember, we get like 92% on a certain portion, 91% on a certain portion.
Right.
All ending at about 202,000.
Okay. Basically, when it comes back down to it, it's almost a wash.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's close. By the time you 45. Put the remainder of the 83 in there and the 202, it's pretty close.
Is Ann still here?
Ann's gone.
Yeah. We've discussed this street sweeper for the last 3 years. Yeah.
Okay. I'm looking for a motion to approve resolution 22-1022, the street sweeper purchase.
I make a motion that we approve the purchase of the street sweeper.
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, same sign. Okay, Andy, do your best.
And the steaks are at Andy's house, right?
Actually, the steaks, beer, potato salad, a whole picnic's at Andy's house.
Yeah, we got just the facilities. You guys helped put it together, so. We'll put it to use.
He'll cook it on the Elgin.
And you've got
the equipment
to clean up afterwards.
Yeah, that's right.
There he goes. Okay, so moving right along, the bachelor's half over, in case you're interested. That's what my wife was sweating today. Mr. Bachelor, well, don't come to the meeting. Non-agenda items from council. Nobody got anything? I'm not sure what this is, other than we came in third for Mr. Bowers got the answer.
Yes, I wanted to present that as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Under my section, I forgot that it wasn't at our table. Okay, so you'll remember that during Christmas, we had a little contest between our facilities, Public Works, the police, and City Hall for lighting and Christmas trees. And I think we came in third here at City Hall.
What?
Yeah.
Excuse me. But Megan and those guys put it up here.
Right.
They also put it up at their place.
Right.
How come we got third and they got first?
Well, you
that's
know,
what I want to know.
The district got first.
We didn't get
okay.
Actually, so that was the second contest. The second contest was a citywide contest, and the water department got first place.
Okay.
Okay, Johnny's got second place, and City Public Works got third place.
Oh, okay.
For their
well, thank you. Good job.
So, Andy, I'd like you to congratulate Andy. Come on up here.
Get your picture.
Since I've been holding this as the City Hall got third place, because they came up, took our picture, gave it to us, said, "You guys got third place." But then I got to looking at it and it says to Winston Public Works.
Yeah, I know.
So, here you guys go.
All right.
So,
thank you.
Thank you very much.
They also did our building, they did their building, and I'm sure they helped us believe
it.
No, it was good.
Great team spirit.
Thank you, that was fun. Good of the order. Check copies are in our packets. Claims in excess of $500. Announcements. Next city council meeting. February 7th at 7 p.m. right here. We've already had our executive session. Thank you and good night.
So
that was kind of a marathon.
That was a marathon.
So are you there for the
meeting adjourned 8:37 p.m.
Yeah, I would.